Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and I was talking about this man in Italy, 57 years old, and he got the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine and died. His name is Sandro Tognati. And he got the vaccination in his hometown in Italy. He got a high fever that night and was dead the next day. He was unable to be saved. And this is terrible. This is an absolute terrible situation. But the silver lining in this very dark cloud for this family is Italy is opening a manslaughter case regarding this AstraZeneca vaccine. Evidently, the Italians do not protect the pharmaca mafia from manslaughter investigations. I think it's wonderful that they're pursuing this. That's one thing. Next thing is there have been many crashes with these Tesla motorized missiles that have an autopilot. We'll call it a feature. And this time, according to WLNS.com television station, Tesla on autopilot crashes into a state police patrol car in Lansing, in Michigan, Lansing, Michigan. So the Michigan State Police said a Tesla on autopilot drove into a Lansing area state troopers patrol car. Now, I feel terrible that, you know, property was destroyed. That would be public property, meaning the police car. Fortunately, the trooper was not injured. But the silver lining in this cloud is that now a Tesla crashed into the police vehicle. And hopefully there will be an investigation. Now, what I don't understand is how we are able to allow the protection of the boards of directors of corporations, the CEOs, the vice presidents et al. Of these corporations from prosecution. I mean, that's really what corporations are for. They're for protection. But here we have licensed, allegedly legal motorized missiles in the hands of the GDP that just turn these things loose on the streets, the highways and byways of the United States of America. And they're crashing and they're burning and they're causing all kinds of damage. And Tesla, the company, has not been taken to task. Tesla should be shut down, in my opinion. This company is a menace. Elon, your company, in my opinion, is a menace to the planet. And it needs to be stopped. And it needs to be shut down. And all those stupid shareholders ought to lose everything. Everything they've invested. Everybody should be fired. That's my opinion. Just like who authorized the International Space Station to jettison 2.9 tons of battery bank from the International Space Station. Some moron said, that's okay, it's on a pallet, we've got this this robotic arm, we'll just put it out there in space, we'll let it hang out there. 2.9, I think it's 2.9 tons, it might even be six tons of hydrogen nickel battery. and he just threw it overboard. What would happen if you threw an empty Coke bottle on the White House lawn? What would happen to you? But these guys, who probably shot, they probably said, well, we thought it was a gun. We thought it was a Molotov cocktail, right?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, the double standards. Throwing tons of junk in the atmosphere above the planet is crazy. Who authorized that? There needs to be a... And we're going to have to figure this out, because we can't leave it up to the other team, because they protect each other. Just like the Washington, D.C. Capitol Police protect the politicians. Well, who authorized throwing this stuff overboard from the International Space Station? Who did it? Who said, yeah, I think that's a good idea? Who did that? That person and everyone who signed off on it, including the astronaut who pushed the button to say eject, should pay the penalty. Everybody. For ecocide. This is nuts. In my opinion. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I think I know the reason why the Italians really taking this coronavirus so-called vaccine thing seriously. I think that there might be quite a high population of the Finelli family that's still in Italy.
Well, I hope so.
And others. Because, I've been around Italians a little bit, okay? My stepdaughter married an Italian, so, and they have various business interests that they operate in Melbourne, and I'm going to leave it at that. but I learned something, and I learned that the Finellis are not a family to be messed with. All over the world, you just don't mess with the Finellis. That's just how it is, that they are a big family, and they tend to have, when they decide that they don't like you, you're in a whole lot of trouble. And I'm glad to see, I would rather deal with people like that, because then you know where you stand, okay? What I absolutely cannot stand is people who are full of a whole lot of fake chicanery. People who pretend that they like you and all the time they're secretly plotting your downfall. That does not describe the Finelli family from what I have seen and what I have heard. This is the bigger Finelli family all over the world. And I am very glad that you live up to the reputation of the rest of your family, Vincent. that's what I've got to say about the situation. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean what I say. And I am the defender of the little people whenever possible. And it, right is right, wrong is wrong, crime is crime, and it's wrong to steal from people. It's wrong for the Chinese to counterfeit. It's wrong for Citgo and Orscheln to sell a product that they know is defective, that they know will cause damage to farm equipment. Those things are wrong, and those people need to be made to... pay for their crimes. And let me give you an example. Rich Sheban called the farmhouse before the broadcast yesterday, and he asked if he could have the 2 hours to himself. And to me, that was just fine, because that gave me time to work on the farm, which is what I needed to do. So Rich invited me to take a vacation for a day, and I was glad to accept. Well, And thank you, Rich. So I was working on this tractor, a 1974 blue Ford 3000, Ford 3000. If you want to look it up and see what it looks like, it's an antique tractor, and they came in diesel and they came in gasoline versions. The one we have is 47 horsepower. So it's a, you know, it's a small tractor. The back tires come up to about, my collarbone, roughly speaking. So, I mean, in some people might think it's a big tractor. For, you know, for a farm, it's a small tractor. I was working on this, and I was thinking about all the damage that was done by this so-called alleged tractor hydraulic fluid that did not have the lubricity, the lubricating qualities that were required to protect the internal, the gears, the bearings, the shafts, all of the differential, all of the things that needed to be lubricated properly with a specific lubricant. This did not have this Orscheln Citgo tractor hydraulic fluid. It really wasn't tractor hydraulic fluid. It was actually flushing oil that they flushed the lines with at the refinery. And it contained sludge. I mean, you could scoop out the sludge with a spoon in the bottom of a five-gallon bucket. As a matter of fact, it's so substandard that there's an internal memo at Citgo. We should change the bucket color from yellow to black so that the customers can't see the sludge in the bottom of the bucket. No kidding. And when I called the Citgo engineers at the corporate headquarters to find out why this fluid was foaming like latte and not lubricating, they said, well, why don't you try some other fluid? They didn't say, yeah, we know this is really terrible. But their internal memos have my correspondence and my call and my questions as part of the suit against Citgo. Literally, Vin Finelli. So I was working on this, to make a long story a little bit shorter, I was working on this tractor, and I'm thinking all the wear, all the damage that this has received from using the wrong fluid. Meaning fluid, it was the right fluid according to the bucket, but it was substandard. It didn't meet the claims of the suitability of this bucket of stuff. Well, I was thinking, okay, so now I've got the rear seals are leaking, the brakes are now destroyed because the fluid ate the seals on the axles in the rear. This fluid from Citgo Orscheln destroyed the brake linings because now they're soaked in oil. I've got to take the wheels off, replace the seals, replace all kinds of bearings. The oil's blowing out of every seal on this tractor. And it didn't before. The tractor was fine before. Put this fluid in, I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing, and I destroyed my tractor because they lied. Citgo and Orscheln lied about what this product was supposed to be for. So now I'm thinking, all right, so what do I do? It'll cost more to fix this than to get a new tractor. But I can't get a new tractor because I'm thinking that every other farmer put the same crappy fluid in their tractors. So now they're all like mine. Now what? It bothers me. And these people should be made to pay the price. Not just financially. These guys need to go to prison. Everybody involved in this fraud needs to go to prison. And I'm not talking about club fed. I'm talking about hard time, breaking rocks type prison. That's what these guys need to do. I'd love to hear your comments, Gwen. It just makes me angry that people get away with this, and all they do is, you know, they've stolen so much money from we the villagers that they say, well, I'll tell you what, we'll give you a few percent of that money back. And what's the settlement? They don't even want to pay 100% of the claims. Their lawyers are dragging their feet, and they don't want to pay 100% of the claims. They don't even want to pay 100% of the damage. Can you imagine that?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, and so this, the driver of the Tesla. According to the Michigan State Police, say there were no injuries to the 22-year-old driver, 22-year-old driver of a Tesla, and no injuries to the state trooper. The driver of the Tesla is a man from Lansing, Michigan, and he was issued citations for failure to move over and driving with a suspended license. Failure to move over. Crashed into a police car that wasn't moving. Just ran right into it. And all he gets is a citation for failure to move over and driving with a suspended license. Gwyneth, any comments about that and or the Orscheln Citgo fiasco where they sold lubrication fluid for the hydraulic system of tractors, the transmissions, the final drivetrain, and the hydraulic systems, steering systems, and front-end loaders, etc., with a defective fluid that they knew wasn't even a lubricating oil. It was a flushing fluid that they used to flush out the sludge at the refinery from the lines in the refining process. It's not even lubricating oil that they sold as lubricating oil, and it damaged thousands and thousands of tractors and millions of dollars worth of equipment, and Citgo Orscheln doesn't even want to pay 100% of the claims. And the claims, not even 100% of the people who have experienced damage have even reported their claims. So there, any comments about any of this?
Yeah, I've got something that needs to be understood very, very carefully. We are heading into a full without rule of law situation. We are heading into a full systemic collapse. And in that sort of situation, there are no blue team for them to call. Okay? So, and, yeah, because they don't get paid. When you get a full currency collapse, there is no firms, there are no Federal Reserve notes, and there is no, they would call that without rule of law, okay? In reality, we don't have rule of law now because there's no one around here to call. If anything goes wrong, meaning if I had a property invader come and think that he could rob my farm, I would have to defend myself, and I would be fully able to defend myself, because even if I dialed the emergency number, and even if somebody picked it up, as soon as they heard the address, I don't think they would be in any hurry whatsoever to come out here and help me, because we don't like each other. So that would mean that if I had a home invader, I might have to get Lucille to come and help me, or one of her friends. And I would do so, you know. This is it. But getting back to the thing of what are we going to do, we are heading into a situation of full systemic collapse. And in that sort of situation, the blue team goes away. And it's every man for himself. And I'm not advocating anybody going out and hurting anyone. But that is what tends to happen in without rule of law situations. People have long memories. They remember the people who hurt them years ago sometimes. And in without rule of law situations, when they know that there's nobody that the other person can call to help them, then they are more inclined to think that they can go and seek some retribution. And like I say, I'm absolutely, this is a standard disclaimer, we are absolutely not advocating that anybody do this. But what we are saying is, this is what tends to happen historically in this sort of situation. Does that make sense, Vincent? In other words, they will get theirs somewhere along the line.
Yeah, there'll be vigilante justice.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats and Republicans are growing impatient about the conditions at the U.S.-Mexico border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas could bear the brunt when he testifies in the House on Wednesday. Representative Bernie Thompson, chair of the Homeland Security Committee, will lead the questioning. Some Texas Democrats also remain perturbed they didn't get any warning a White House delegation would be visiting their state 2 weeks ago. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is ramping up criticism of Iran and mainland China. On Tuesday, Johnson told Parliament that Iran and China are posing a growing threat to the free world. Another takeaway from the speech, the Prime Minister said he will increase Britain's arsenal of nuclear warheads by 40% amid President Biden's failure to stand up to global threats. President Biden will hold his first solo press conference on the afternoon of Thursday, March 25th. It's been over 100 years since a new president waited so long in office before holding a presser. USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. NASCAR is presenting the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend. Driver Ryan Blaney in the number 12 Ford Mustang for Team Penske tells Motor Racing Network his opinion of the track.
I'd say Atlanta and Homestead are pretty similar as far as tire fall off. Atlanta actually might have a little bit more fall off, but it's rougher than Homestead. So I've always enjoyed Atlanta. It's a really great track. Always get, you know, good fans out there. They do a good job of promoting that race. I'm excited to go back there. I like old, slick, worn-out racetracks where you got to really search around. And but yeah, definitely tires fall off very rapidly, and you have to be aware of that. You can't just go really hard every lap. You have to be, you know, conscious of I have to save some stuff, or I might be really paying the price here in 15 laps. People will be driving on by on both sides, so you want to get all you can on restarts, but get all you can, and then you're like, all right, I got to go into a little bit of conservation mode and just not abuse my stuff, because it's a long 500-mile race that you have to really be aggressive, but be mindful that if you're too aggressive, you're really going to pay the price for it later on.
Tickets are still available on the NASCAR website. The race is Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. As spring training continues in Major League Baseball, bragging rights in the Grapefruit League go to the New York Yankees with an 11-4 record. The Cactus League top dog is the Kansas City Royals at 12-4. 14 games are scheduled for today. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So about a week ago, a pallet of batteries was thrown overboard from the International Space Station. And it was the heaviest single piece of junk ever thrown overboard or jettisoned from the International Space Station. And they've got this robotic arm, and it was 2.9 tons of nickel hydrogen batteries. And they threw it overboard, and they say, NASA says it's gonna, you know, it will disintegrate, burn up in the atmosphere, you know, before, it's not gonna land, it's gonna vaporize, burn up in the atmosphere. Now, 2.9 tons. That's the equivalent of two automobiles. That's bigger than a pickup truck. Now, how high up is this International Space Station? About 350 kilometers, or roughly 220 miles. So this thing's only 220 miles up above our heads. And these bozos throw out 2.9 tons, roughly 6,000 pounds of nickel hydrogen batteries. They throw it overboard. Now, what if that lands on, I don't know, the Kremlin? What if it doesn't burn up? Or it lands on, one of the Queen's castles or palaces? Or the White House? Or, NASA? Or NSA? Or the Pentagon? Or any other government installation? What if it lands on them? Is there going to be a problem? Who authorized this, and why isn't this guy in chains right now? That's what I want to know. And if you think about it, think about all these bottles that are floating in the ocean, all these plastic bottles, glass bottles, cans, wrappers, bags, plastic bags. Who puts that in the ocean? Government. It's not like this is not done. Trash isn't dumped in the ocean without the blessing of government. It's always done with the blessing of government. The trash companies work with the government. The city trash companies, yeah, they work with the government. They are the government in many cases. And what do? They put the trash on barges and dump it in the ocean. And then they go, oh man, the oceans are really polluted. And the fish are dying. And who did that? The same people who are polluting the atmosphere. The same people who allow airplanes to drill holes in the atmosphere, in rockets, in Elon Musk to play in his sandbox. I think Elon Musk is one of the most dangerous people on the planet with his experimentation, boring holes in the earth, sending satellites that we don't need into space for more communications that we don't need. And then there are the reckless people, the reckless, careless, me first, too much money people. Those are the people who get on an airplane. They go, geez, you know, work is so hard. I got to get away for a few days. And they go to a foreign country for the weekend so they can sit on the beach and read or whatever else they do. They bore holes in the atmosphere because they're bored or they need to get away. They make so much money, they don't know what to do. They just can't go home and sit down in front of a video. No, they've got to get a couple seats on an airplane and waste our oxygen. I hate this stuff. It's reckless. It's careless. It's me first. And it goes against every fiber in my body. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah. Why can't they just go out and plant a tree? You know.
Because planting trees, that's a four-letter word. W-O-R-K. Has too much work involved in it.
That's the sum of it. When I look around this place, there's so much work to do here that I don't even know where to begin. But it's all work that I enjoy, or most of it's work that I enjoy. Cleaning my house, I don't enjoy house cleaning, so usually that gets put to the bottom of the list. But tree planting, I love planting trees. And planting trees around here. This is what I was actually going to discuss today. Can I get onto tree planting, Vincent? Would that be okay?
Yeah, please do. Yeah. And how to fertilize them. Yes, please do.
Yeah. Okay. And this also gets into the thing of rubbish disposal. Because I'll tell you how. I don't have municipal garbage service here, where you have a bin at the gate and then the municipal robotic truck comes along and picks up the bin and all that, because I refuse to use any of their services because of my issues that I've had with them. Okay, so I don't have a bin at my gate. I've never had a bin at my gate, not ever since I've moved here. So what I do is I get the plastic bag waste, okay, and I separate out the plastic bag waste from all of the other waste. So there's no There's no cells, batteries, or anything like that in the waste. It's just plastic bags, you know, from food packaging. And what I do is I go out onto my farm and I dig a big hole. Or at the moment I get my son to dig a hole. I put the plastic bag waste down at the bottom of the hole and I cover it with a layer of wood chips from the wood chopping pile because we chop wood on this property with an axe, and that means that you have a chopping pile which is full of wood chips. So plastic bags at the bottom, layer of wood chips, and then somewhere between 4 and 8, depending on the size of the hole, wheelbarrow fulls of manure from the horse paddock. So that way we get rid of our plastic bags and we get rid of our wood chips from the wood chopping pile and we get rid of our horse manure, and at the end of it we have a hole which we can plant a tree in about 2 months. Does that make sense, Vincent? Oh, and then you water it. And the plastic bags are at the bottom of the hole, and they won't rot. But what they do is they have a property which is called hydrophilic, which means that they tend to attract soil moisture. And the soil moisture condenses. Like if you leave a plastic bag outside overnight, you're going to come and it's going to be wetter than anywhere else around, right? And if you leave it out there, it's even, hanging up somewhere, you'll even see the water collects in the bottom of the plastic bag because water condenses on plastic. So what I'm doing is I'm putting that particular property of the plastic bags to good use, putting them at the bottom of the hole. Then any moisture that's in the soil will tend to condense on the plastic bags, and because they have such a large surface area, they're all crumpled together, then they'll increase the humidity in the soil directly underneath the tree. Does that make sense, Vincent? It makes.
Oh, sure.
And the tree root will find their way down through the wood chips, and they will harvest the moisture off of those plastic bags. So you're turning a problem into a solution. And, you know, sometimes there's so much water collects in the plastic bags it forms little reservoirs and little corners of the plastic, which the trees, they send their roots down and they find these little reservoirs and it helps to keep them going. You know, maybe it's only going to be a few ounces of water, but it all helps. Does that make sense, Vincent? You're turning a problem into a solution.
Yeah, and by the way, farmers, class, you may not have learned this, but before there were landfills and before there were trash, weekly trash pickup and those kinds of things, farmers used to have an area in their farm, a corner of their farm, where they would put their glass jars. If they couldn't, when they couldn't reuse them, they'd put their glass jars in one section. They'd put other trash in another section, the cans, and they'd burn the cans and destroy the finish on the cans so that they would degrade in the soil, and then they'd bury it. That's what happened. But instead of having lots of little landfills on the farm, each farm having one, we now have these massive Mount Trashmores that municipalities have built, and they have nickel cadmium batteries and everything else. And I think that as we look more and more at what man has done to itself, we're killing ourselves with technology. We're killing ourselves with these autopilot Tesla cars. We're killing ourselves with throwing batteries in landfills. And you know what? Our son said it really well. He said, if we could go back to dial up, boy, 99% of our problems would go away people would be nicer, the pace would be slower, there'd be less crime, there'd be less everything, and you know, if we had dial-up. And actually, I'd like to go back to 1960. I like 1960. It was a great time, and people were a lot nicer toward each other, and there wasn't this instant everything. There really wasn't, and you couldn't order on things online. You actually went to the store. There was no corona panic. It was a really great time, but unfortunately, some people think that technology is great, faster is great. They got to download their movies in a couple minutes, which is insanity to me. They've gotten away from books. They've gotten, you know, more towards storage on the cloud. It's the dumbest thing to me to store anything on the cloud. Putting my personal material, my works, you know, like if I were to put my book anywhere, I'd never put it on the cloud. Why would I trust putting my hard work into a place where I don't even know where it is? I don't know who built it. I don't know. I can't even wring their neck because I don't even know where they are. I would never do that. I would never do that. It's kind of like, it's even worse than putting something in a safety deposit box. You know, putting something that you need that's so valuable that you want to put it in the care of somebody else. It makes no sense at all to me. You know, going to a bank where they control the hours, they control your safety deposit box, and if the cops say, don't let those guys get into their own safety deposit box, you can't even get in. And like in the 1930s, when the federal government wouldn't allow the opening of a safety deposit box unless a federal agent was there, because they wanted to make sure you didn't have gold in your safety deposit box, because it was against the law to own gold. Now, before the 30s, gold was perfectly legal to own. Then the government said, no, can't do it. It's amazing to me how stupid people are. Now, they'll have a diamond ring, you know, an engagement ring, and that they can wear on their finger. And that's okay to have at home. But something worth less than that, they're going to put in a safety deposit box. Makes no sense to me. Absolutely. People are dumb as a box of rocks. Class, I'm at a loss for words. I'm literally at a loss for words. I'll be right back.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You heard the phrase, sea of noise, sea of noise. That was spoken by Ted Anderson. And Ted Anderson is the owner of Genesis Communications Network. And I want to specifically talk about Sea of Noise. He's absolutely correct. And I was reading an article about noise. We are making so much noise on our planet, so much noise that signals from outer space can hardly be heard, if at all, anymore because of the sea of noise. And when we talk about the sea of noise, I'm talking about communications in every possible way. The instantaneous everything that we have. People can't walk around without their cell phone because they might miss something. They're always checking for text, tweets, messages, missed calls, etc. It's nonstop communication, and it is polluting the planet in a way that we cannot see it. We can measure it with equipment, but we can't see this sea of noise per se. And I was listening to, I was working on my old truck, and the speakers blew up, and they just got destroyed, the General Motors speakers. I replaced them with some JBL speakers that I got reconditioned on the internet, eBay. And so I put them in, and I was making sure my radio worked okay in case I ever wanted to listen to the radio, which there's nothing on the radio. And so I was tuning across the dial. There's nothing in local AM or FM radio that I can think of that's worth listening to in the Springfield Village. Nothing. So the only reason I would have a radio in my vehicle now is to put, a DVD or something. A CD in so I could listen to audio that I want to bring with me. But in terms of local over-the-air programming, there's nothing worth listening to. And that's another part of, I believe, what Ted Anderson was talking about, the sea of noise. Gwyneth, any comments about this nonsense on the radio? You hear that in Australia as well? Just gibberish, garbage, nothing. Hurry.
Here where we live, there's only quite a weak signal from ABC Radio National, okay? And I think maybe sometimes ABC News Radio, that's Australian Broadcasting Corporation, not America, and they're so full of just garbage that's not even worth listening to. I don't think I've listened to the radio in years. And the signal's weak. You've got to be there for, you know, just twiddling on the dial and just sticking your tongue in the right place in your mouth and then, you know, moving in a particular place like you're playing a theremin or something. And then, you know, if you're lucky, you'll get a signal. But it's really, really not worth it. It's nothing to listen to. It's all just propaganda. That's all it is. And it's, you know, so I usually go on the internet and I download a small number of shows to listen to. One of them is USA Prepares. Another one is the Alex Jones Show. And there's another, it's actually a, he used to be on YouTube before he was blacklisted from YouTube. His name is called Jeff Berwick, and his The Dollar Vigilante. I listen to watch his broadcast, and his little dog Lucy. He's got a chihuahua, and he walks his chihuahua around the place and talks about things that are germane to his life. So he says, and he opens the show something like, it's Lucy and Jeff and the, you know, globalists and banksters and the apocalypse and stuff. And that pretty well gives an idea of what his broadcast is about, basically about how the world is falling to pieces. But Jeff Berwick's not on the ABC. And, you know, you're not on the ABC, and the reason is because, you know, they wouldn't agree with you, and they wouldn't agree with Jeff Berwick, and they wouldn't agree with Alex Jones. And, you know, this is it. It's just absolutely mind-blowing, the banality of what is out there in the broadcast sphere. It's just absolutely mind-blowing, and I can't stand it. I would rather just go out and plant a tree. That's what I would do. So I load podcasts onto my phone, and I go out, and I work in my garden. I hang out with my chickens, and I look at my trees.
Yeah.
And that's what I do.
It's a wonderful thing. It really is, being with these animals, and they love us. The animals love us, and they respect us, and they protect us and care for us, and we do the same for them. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the air next week, and you sound great. Your voice is more full, and I would say you're darn close to 100%. Is that right?
I'm feeling a lot better, I reckon, in about 2 weeks. I'll be 100%.
Wonderful. Thank you, Gwyneth.
Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.